An ambassador represents a foreign nation in the capital of the country to which he is accredited. The Jews are, therefore, on their own admission, members of a foreign nation in the various countries in which they, for the time being, dwell. The members of a nation which is represented by a foreign ambassador to the government of a country cannot logically, at the same time, occupy posts in the government and seats in the parliament of the country in question. That would be an intolerable anomaly. For example, in the case of Frenchmen in Germany and Italians in England. The same must hold good for the Jews. In fact, it must hold a fortiori in their case because of their naturalistic messianic aims. The setting up of the Jewish state must logically lead to the elimination of Jews from the public life of England, Ireland, and other countries. By the fact of the Jews becoming citizens of a Jewish state and ceasing to be citizens of other states, another evil can be remedied. The small minority of sincere Jewish converts to Catholicism have up to the present always, for all practical purposes, been excluded from their own nation. The Jews insisted upon the rights of minorities, that is, their rights, being safeguarded in the treaties at the end of the Great War. We must insist upon the rights of the minority of Catholic Jews and see that those who accept the supernatural Messiah must have special guarantees against ostracism and social injustice on the part of their own people. The Jewish state cannot treat its minority differently from the way the Jews claimed that they should be treated in the states of Western Europe. They surely cannot always expect to have it both ways. C. Jewish naturalism and the duty of Catholics. On the one hand, we have to stand valiantly for the divine personality of our Lord and for the transcendent claims of his mystical body, the Catholic Church, in which he continues to live and into which all must enter in order to be one with him. The personality of our Lord, true God as well as true man, is not merely the subsistence of a created soul. It is the personality of the second person of the Most Holy Trinity. The Jews as a nation have always rejected that divine personality, and their efforts are directed to combating the influence of the supernatural life which he seeks to diffuse through the Catholic Church. We have to stand, therefore, unequivocally for the rights of Christ the King. Jewish efforts to eliminate the supernatural life of grace and the faith in Jesus tend inevitably to drag life down to an infrahuman level. We have, therefore, to resist and defeat Jewish efforts to dominate our society and mold it along naturalistic lines. In particular, the creation of money and the regulation of the volume of currency used by Christian peoples must be taken out of their hands. I have seen a saying of Meyer Amschel Rothschild quoted as follows: "Permit me to issue and control the money of a nation, and I care not who makes its laws." End of quote. On the other hand, our Lord, true man as well as true God, is a Jew of the house of David, born of the Virgin Mary, the Lily of Israel. Our Lord's individuality, that by which as a man he is distinct from other members of the human race and belongs to a certain environment and a certain descent, is Jewish. The blood that was poured out on the cross at the hands of the official leaders of his own nation for the restoration of the divine life of the world was Jewish blood. Our Lord's sacred heart is a human heart, and he loves his own nation with a special love. We must never forget that or allow ourselves to fall victims to an attitude of hatred for the Jews as a nation. We must always bear in mind that he is seeking to draw them on to that supernatural union with himself, which they reject. It is not easy to combat Jewish naturalism in public life and at the same time keep oneself free from racial hatred, which is itself but a form of naturalism. Yet it must be done. On March 25, 1928, the Congregation of the Holy Office abolished the association called the Friends of Israel, which in action and language had departed from the mind of the church and of the fathers and had adopted a mode of procedure abhorrent to the liturgy, thus falling into naturalism. Nevertheless, in that same decree, the church insists upon the fact that she habitually prays for the Jewish people, which was the custodian of the divine promises down to Jesus Christ. And this in spite of, nay, rather on account of their subsequent blindness.